We've seen the loss of a lot of small dairy farms in recent years. Do you think that that continued loss of small farms is inevitable, or is there something that can stem the flow of that?
No, I think so. I think the 2018 Farm Bill will stem the flow of that. Now, what we see, obviously, is economy of scale having happened in America. Big get bigger and small go out, and that's kind of what we've seen here. It's very difficult on an economy of scale with the capital needs and all the environmental regulations and everything else today to survive milking 40, 50, 60, or even 100 cows, and that's what we've seen. What we've seen is the number of dairy farmers go out, but the dairy cows haven't reduced that much. Those cows have not gone to slaughter. They've gone to someone else's herd for the most part in that way, and that just increases the supply of milk, which makes the supply-demand balance even exacerbated in that way. So I think, but again, I think more dairy farmers will be able to survive with this 2018 Farm Bill and its risk mitigation measures.
But are they going to survive as they have in the past as small operations, or are they going to have to get bigger, get out?
That remains to be seen. Everyone will have to make their own decisions economically whether they can survive. I don't think in America for any small business, we have a guaranteed income or guaranteed profitability of survival. That depends on each and every farmer and dairy farmer. Farmers are pretty good at managing through tough times. I think those that have survived through the 14 Farm Bill should do well in the 18 Farm Bill.